الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد سيد الأولين والآخرين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we have entered the 21st day of the month of Ramadan, and we have reached the gates of the last 10 days of Ramadan. The last 10 days of Ramadan have arrived. What should we do? Let us put more effort. Let us tighten our belts. Let us lessen the rate of our sleeping. Let us do more. Because these last 10 days, so beautiful. They are prosperous. They are dynamically reward-fetching. Don't miss this opportunity. Before the Qari reads for us, a question comes which is related to these last 10 days. The question reads, Ya Sheikh, there is a prayer when we enter the last 10 days and you happen to know this is Laylatul Qadr, one should pray. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عني. So is the addition كريم correct? I said no. Listen, this is the answer. The dua is the hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها. The word كريم is not there. The Prophet didn't say it. Just some people, imams, Allahumma innaka afoon kareemun. The word kareemun, though Allah is kareem, granted. Ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Allah is kareem. Allah is bounteous. Allah is generous. But we are saying, he didn't say it. Maintain the prophetic original saying and utterance. The dua, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi reports this hadith. Hadith number 3513 in his Jami' al-Tirmidhi, and the hadith is Hasan al-Sahih. So also Ibn Majah, hadith number 3850. Similarly, Ahmad ibn Hanbal in Musnad, he says, مسند الصديقة عائشة بنت الصديق. The Musnad of Aisha. Hadith number 25,384. Similarly, Imam Ahmad reported the same hadith in extra 5 places. In a distant place. So it tells you the hadith is reliable due to its multidimensional roots written as. The hadith revolves around Abdullah ibn Buraida and Aisha radiallahu anha. Qalat, she said, Ultu, I said. Qalat, she said, Ultu, Aisha said, I am sin, I said, Ya Rasulallah, O Allah's Messenger, أرأيت إن علمت أي ليلة ليلة القدر ما أقول فيها. Aisha's inquiry. Oh Allah's Messenger, if I come to know this is the Laylat al-Qadr, what should I say? He said, قولي, you should say, listen, Say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afani. So the qualification Kareem is not in the original repertorial rendering. So simply put it, the edition Kareem is not there. Let's maintain the prophetic original saying. Yes, Allah is Kareem, like I have said. And I hope that answers the question. Just like some people during, after ablution, they say, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin, wa ja'alni min al-mutahhirin, wa ja'alni min warika. This is an addition. It's not there. Min warika salihin, people added it. Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, wa ilayka yarji'u as-salam. This is an addition. Remove it. Maintain the originality of the teaching. That is the answer to this question, and we make progress with our qira'ah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Thumma atba'a sababa hatta idha balagha bayna السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا.
Still concerning Dhul Qarnayn, the two horn man, the two horn. I explain why this epithet was given unto him when he traveled across the land. Allah gave him sababa, way, wherever he wanted to go. Thumma atba'a sababa, then he followed a way. Hatta idha balagha bayna saddaini, until when he reached a pass between two mountains, saddain. Saddu, a place, a structure, if you like it, that variates or keeps barrier between two things. So until he reached Bayna Sadain, between two mountains, wajada min dunihima qawman la yakaduna yafqahuna qawla. He found around the two Sadain a people who could hardly understand his speech. He came across the people who were not able to comprehend his statement and his own talking. So there could be a difficulty. Because if the man to whom you are talking cannot understand you, how? So when he met them, قالوا يا ذا القرنين, they placed a request to him. Read.
قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا. قال ما مكنني فيه ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما.
قالوا يا ذا القرنين, they said to him passionately, يا ذا القرنين, oh ye ذو القرنين, إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا. يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ, certainly يَأْجُوج and مَأْجُوج, Gog and Magog, مُسْدَنَةِ الْأَرْضِ, are great corruption perpetrators on the face of the land, are corruption perpetrators, or they are corruptors in the land. So So فَحَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا. Shall we give you kharjan, an expenditure? Let's give you some amount of money, some material to do something for us. That is أَنْتَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدَّ. So that you erect a barrier, sadd, between us and them. That we are requesting, is it possible to give you some money, some reward, some expenditure, so that you'll be able to put a barrier between us and Gog and Magog? Who are the Gog and Magog? Some people want to explain these people or this creator in a material sense or in an allegorical sense, that they are XYZ. They represent this, the Western world and the Eastern world. But practically, they are going to emerge at the end time. They are going to occasion a lot of corrupt practices when they appear and emerge. Now these people, we are requesting Dhulqarnain to put a barrier, a demarcation between them and these nagging creatures. So they ask him, what did he say? قَالَ مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٍ. Okay? He said, that which my Lord established me on is better than your offer. You want to offer me expenditure, but I have better from my Lord. مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٍ. What my Lord established me on is better than your offer. All I need from you is فَأَعِينُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ. Just help me with human labor. Allow some men to come and partake in the process of the construction of the barrier. Help me with aqwa, that is a strength. Aj'al baynakum wa baynahum radma, and I am going to create between you and them radma. Radma is like a dam, a shield, a permanent one to demarcate you from them, because they are very nagging people, creatures, corruptors, evil doers. That is what they ask, and that is the answer he gave them. And then he also put more requests. What did he say?
آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا فما استطاعوا أن يظهروه وما استطاعوا له نقبا.
Now it tells you, no matter how competent you are in your workmanship, in your capacity as an engineer, you need your supporting staff. You need workers, maybe auxiliary workers, who come and help you. Dhulqarnain was there. He was requested to put a barrier between the people and the Gog and Magog. He told them, what God gave me is by far better than your own offer. Nevertheless, atuni zubar al-hadid. Bring me sheet of iron. He was going to do the work. Zubar, sheet of iron, that I will use in making the furnace for constructing a barrier between you and Gog and Magog. Zubar al-Hadid. حتى إذا سوى بين الصدفين. until when he had leveled between the two mountains, he began to walk. The fire was working. When he joined between the mountain walls, he said, what did he say? He said, قَالَ انْفُخُوا. Blow with the bellow. You know bellows? Do you know blacksmithry? You know blacksmith? The zikazigi is called bellow. Use the bellow in rising the fire to make it engulfing, thereby reducing the iron to like a molten magma, so to speak, so that the thing will be done. Like a molten copper, I want to say. So he said, "Atuni zubar al hadid, hatta iza sawa bayn al sadfain, qalan fuhu, hatta iza jalehu naran." Until he made it a blazing fire, qala atuni ufriq al qitra. He said, "Let me pour on it a molten copper." So by this, the job was done. And the barrier was perfected, or the demarcation. That is why he says, فَمَا اسْطَاعُوا أَنْ يَظْهَرُوهُ وَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقَبًا. Yajuj and Majuj were unable to pass over it, and they cannot make any penetration. He gave them this assurance. Next ayah.
قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّاءً وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا.
قال هذا رحمة من ربي. He told them, look, this is not of my own doing. Do not ascribe or attach any competence to me. هذا رحمة من ربي. We have a big teaching here.
No.
You as a medical doctor, if you perform an operation successfully, say رحمة من ربي.
No.
Not me doing that. An example, an engineer, after constructing a structure, oh, clap for him, take it easy. Rahmatum min Rabbi. A Muslim always is not arrogant or braggadocious. He tries to ascribe the power only to Allah the Almighty. If you are knowledgeable, you explain something, it's not by your own power. It's Allah's capacity. So Dhul Qarnayn says, قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّي. It is a mercy from my Lord. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّاً وَكَانَ وَعَدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا. He said, well, this is going to be for some time. رَحَمَتُ مِنْ رَبِّي. But when the appointed hour of my Lord comes, Allah will just demolish it. Allah makes it level. When the time for Gog and Magog to emerge, this barrier will not stop them. They will still come. Allah makes it level. Okay? He says, وَكَانَ وَعَدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا. Certainly, the promise of my Lord is ever earmarked to come to pass. Next ayah.
وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا.
وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ. And we will leave them that day surging over each other. يَمُوج, intermingling, just like the waves on the face of water. You know waves of the river? Ha, that is يَمُوج. The way the wave is acting, that is your moves from out. So when Gog and Magog came, there will be soldiers, one upon the other, struggling to come to the world to commit corruption. When their time arrives, they say they will go to every farmland, every crop will be eaten by them. All the waters will be consumed by them. It will be a time of confusion and tumult and consternation. Oh Allah, save us. So Allah says, when the promise of my Lord comes, then we will leave them. Yamuju wa tarakna ba'dahum yamuju fi ba'd. Later, wa nufikha fi sur. And then the horn will be blown. When it is blown, that means for the utter destruction of the material life. Because a time a sur will be blown. When the qiyamah is about to come, for this life to come to an end, the angel blowing the horn has a name. What is his name? Can you tell me? What is the name of the angel responsible for blowing the trumpet, the horn, when the time of qiyamah comes? What is his name? Israel?
Israfil.
Good. But the angel of taking life is Malakul Maut, not Azrael. Allah says, "Qul yatawaffakum." Give me the ayah.
"Qul yatawaffakum Malakul Maut alladhi wukkila bikum thumma ila rabbikum turja'un."
That is chapter number 32. Tell them, Malakul Maut, the angel of death, is the one to take your life. Quran did it, "Qul yatawaffakum Azrael." So the name is not Azrael. But Israfil, the hadith has established it. Malakul Maut is the name. You have the ayah. What about the angel that protects hellfire? A'udhu billahi min fire. What is his name? Do you have ayah?
No.
What is the ayah?
وَنَادَوْا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ.
They will be calling passionately, "Oh Malik, we want your Lord to kill us." He says, "إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. Live here permanently." La ilaha illallah. What about the name of the angel preserving the Jannah? Ridwan. This is an hadith. Allahumma atana al-jannah, ya Allah.
Ameen.
Ya Rabb al-alameen. Not because of our attitude, ya Allah. So I am saying here, وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورُ فَجَمَعَنَاهُمْ
جَمْعًا.
And the horn will be blown and they will be gathered. They will be gathered in an assembly. That is Al-Qiyamah. Next ayah.
أَفَهَدْءٍ الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا.
الَّذِينَ
كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا.
وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. On the day of Al-Qiyamah, we shall present the hellfire. It will parade it. La ilaha illallah. Okay? For the unbelievers, arda, deliverance or display for them to see. They will see Jahannam on a display. You see, it's meant for the kafirun. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ
لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Allah said the hellfire is meant for the unbelievers. So why should you be there, you as a believer? Try to act good things. Especially this last 10 days of Ramadan, we have a lot of opportunities, reading the Quran, Qiyamul Layl, feeding people, going to the hospital, going to the prison yard, going to cemetery. A lot of things to do to face Allah's incalculable rewards these days. So that your own account will have credit. Not debiting.
No.
Don't play with opportunity. Qiyam al-Layl. Because Qiyamah is coming. So on that day, Jahannam will be displayed for the unbelievers. Who are they?
الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا. They are those whose eyes had been within a cover, removed from my remembrance. They don't remember Allah. And they were not able to bear. They didn't hear what? وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَمْعَ. But the ayat were raised. But the hearing of acceptance, the hearing of understanding is what they couldn't have. Okay?
No.
Next ayah.
أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا.
This is ayah number 103 in this surah number 18 Al-Kahf.
102.
Now. أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا. Or those who disbelieve Allah, do they think they will take my servant beside me as helpers? The unbelievers are taking other gods beside Allah as helpers. Then Allah says, Inna a'tadna jahannama lil kafirina nuzula. We have prepared Jahannam for the unbelievers as a place of lodgement. They will be lodged there. نعوذ بالله من ذلك.
قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا.
أولئك
الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا.
قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا. Allah says, shall we inform you about the greatest losers in their deed? Do you want to know? الأخسرين أعمالا. Do you want to know who are the greatest losers? Who are they? الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون. They are those whose deeds, all their efforts is in loss. They were thinking that they were doing something good. The kafir will be thinking he is spending money for sport, for sponsoring beauty contests, for example, for X, Y, Z, thinking isn't something. Allah says, this is waste of time. Just like what Allah says in Surah number 24. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيئَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ
مَاءً.
The deed of the unbelievers is like what? Sarab. What is Sarab? Mirage. What is mirage? You know mirage? If the sun is burning on a charred row, you will see something like water. The farther you go, the elusive it becomes. If you have your own plantation, you want to water it by marriage, the plantation will dry up. That is the example of the deed of the unbelievers. So here, the same message is being given. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعِيهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They are those, all their efforts were just made fruitless, useless, ineffective in this life, thinking they were doing something good. نعم. أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم. Such are those who have rejected, they have refused the ayat of their Lord. وَلِقَائِهِ they deny even his meeting. فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ for that their deed became worthless. عرفتم؟ فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. We will not assign to them on the day of Qiyamah any recognition or any importance. They don't have any wazna. On Al-Qiyamah, they will be worthless. Nothing. They are saying, and a hadith is there, on Al-Qiyamah, somebody will come in the world, people were respecting him, Your Excellency, or even Sheikh, or whatever, because of his clothing, because of his flashy car, because of his, gigantic house, whatever. Because of his SES. What is that? Socioeconomic status. But on Al-Qiyamah, he will be less than the wing of mosquito in the eyes of Allah. لا يزن عند الله بعوضة. جناح بعوضة. In the eyes of Allah, he does not weigh as big as the wing of Ba'udha. Ba'udha, what is Ba'udha? Mosquito. It's worthless. To tell you, material does not necessarily claim a good person in the eyes of Allah. Even the knowledge, if you don't act it, it becomes burden on you. When I would be lying in that. The wealth you accumulate, you don't spend it appropriately, it becomes a means for you to just bite your finger on a day when that is not going to avail you anything good. نعوذ بالله من ذلك. Next ayah.
ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا.
ذلك جزاؤهم. That will be their recompense. Their recompense shall be Jahannam. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ جَهَنَّمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا on account of their disbelief. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِ They treated my signs وَرُسُلِي and my messengers هُزُوَى as ridicule. They were ridiculing the Prophet and the signs and ayat of Allah the Almighty.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا
الله أكبر
خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي
نعم
ولو جئنا بمثله مددا
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا This is ayah 107 Those who believe وعملوا الصالحات and act in a righteous manner, اللهم اجعلنا منهم. كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا. The highest paradise, the Firdaus, shall be their place of lodging permanently. Ya Allah, you do something little and Allah rewards you incalculably, amply, graciously, ceaselessly, endlessly. Because Allah هو شكور. So they will have Jannat al-Firdawsi nuzula. Temporarily, no. Khalidina fiha abada. To abide there permanently. La yabghuna anha hiwala. They will not desire from it any transfer. To where? Naam? Then Allah says, Ul, that is ayah 109. Next to the last ayah in the chapter. Correct? Ul law kana al-bahru. مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا الله أكبر Now Allah is telling us that His gifts, His favors, His bounties are endless. The power to scratch your skin that is itching and you are, oh, mashallah, it's Allah's gift. How much do you pay Allah? How much? All right. But you pay your money for your recharge card. Any money for scratching your item place? You take in oxygen and give out carbon dioxide, respiratory system. How much do you pay? You eat your food, also nice food, tasty. Okay? How much do you pay? According to the biologists, in your tongue, there are taste buds. There is something that tastes sugar for you. Something tastes salt for you. Something tastes sour for you. Something tastes bitter. But the same thing, just one organ. Hell, Allah gives. La ilaha illallah. If you are tired, say, oh, let me take a sleep. وَجَلْنَا نَوْمُكُمْ صُبَاتَ. We make your sleeping a source of break from your fatigue. When you wake up, you feel rejuvenated, energized. Allah's gift. Many things. So Allah says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحَرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَةِ رَبِّي. Tell them, if the waters of the world were to be turned into an ink, if the rivers of the world, all rivers, Atlantic Ocean, name it, Mississippi River in America, Mekong in Japan, okay, River Niger in Nigeria, River, all the waters, if they are to be turned into an ink, tawada, okay? وَلَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ. And you have good writers. Yeah, Allah gave us writing. Please, writing. The power of seeing, writing. The power of thinking, Allah says the waters will have been exhausted, finished, without taking into account my incalculable bounties. Do you get it? He says, وَلَوْ جِئِنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Even if more supplements were to be brought. In one ayah he says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. If you were to take into account Allah's favors, you will not be able. So we have to thank Allah for His bounties.
وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
This is ayah number 31, Surah Al-Luqman. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ. If the whole trees of the world will turn into pain, and the waters are there, writers are doing, Allah's bounties wouldn't end. Just like this ayah. Because one part of Quran explains the other part. This ayah is very gigantic. You look at Allah's bounties. Let's go back again to it. But how do you thank Allah? Now, Ramadan is coming to a close. Some were alive with earth last year, but now they are under the earth. They are dead. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma arhamna rabbal alamin. Some are alive, but they are in a hospital, just to be raised, to be put down. Some cannot even move their hand. Ya Allah. Some cannot walk from Kundila to get as an example. Some cannot eat. They are battling with the trouble in life. But you can talk. You can see. You can eat. You can smell. Won't you thank Allah the Almighty? You use your faculties of Allah's gift. Going to cinema theater.
Yeah.
Going to the house of the prostitute. Potential HIV carriers. أنت كأنك كفرت النعمة, disobeying your parents. You are a backbiter, a liar, a charlatan, a rumor monger, a peddler of rumors. Wouldn't you thank Allah the Almighty? Allah says in Quran 14:7, واتأذن ربكم.
وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد.
قرأت إبراهيم 14:7. وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وإذ تأذن ربكم. When your Lord made declaration that if you thank me, I will increase you incalculably, manifold. But if you prove ungrateful, my punishment is severe indeed. Let's take the last ayah in the surah.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا.
That is the end of Surah Al-Kahfi. Oh Allah, as this surah comes to an end, when our lives come to an end, Ya Allah, make it end in the best way.
Amen.
Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Amen.
Allah says, "Ul, tell them, Ya Rasulullah, innama ana bashar mithlukum. I am but a human being like you. But the difference, yuha ilay. Revelation was given to me. I am a recipient of Allah's wahi. The wahi says, annama ilahukum ilahun wahid. Your God, your Lord of worship, because Ilah means the object of worship, is only one. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ Whosoever that wants to meet his Lord in peace, here is the condition. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا Let him act. Let him do what is good. Period. If you want to meet Allah in peace, i'mal salihan. Allah doesn't have any father or son or wife or grandson or grandfather or cousin or auntie, whatever. The only connection is through your deeds. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا أَنْ وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا and should not associate in the worship with anyone. Do not bring any partner and raise him against Allah the Almighty. That is the end of this surah. As'al Allah Rabbil Alameen an yahabana faham al-Qur'an wal-amala bil-Qur'an barakallahu li walakum fi hadha al-kitab al-azim al-majid wa ja'ala siyamana maqboola wa yarhamu mutana innahu ala kulli shayin qadir. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.